The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning, everyone. Good day. Hello, everywhere. I offer you my warm welcome, and I feel very warm sitting here with you again after being away for a week. Happy to be back. One of the interesting variations for doing mindfulness practice is to keep a focus on the breathing. But whatever clearly takes your attention away from the breathing, or clearly makes it difficult to be with the breathing, then turn towards it and acknowledge it briefly. Maybe all it can be and needs to be is, okay, I see you, or okay, there it is. Or maybe it's a particular name, you know, thinking, aching, sound, whatever it might be. But do a moment or two of acknowledgement, and don't rush off after that acknowledgement. Kind of like the acknowledgement is like dropping a pebble in a pond, and just be there for a moment to watch the ripple out. Just be there for a moment and allow yourself to register the experience more fully, and then begin again on the breathing. And it doesn't matter how often you acknowledge something different than the breathing. It only matters that you do it and that you begin again with your breathing. Just always begin again. Don't linger with anything. In this exercise, you might go back to it again and again, the same thing. But don't linger. Don't like study it, investigate it. Just acknowledge it. Give it its time for a few moments and then begin again on the breathing. Begin again in the breathing. Always on the breathing. But without denying or pushing away or ignoring what's making it difficult to be with the breath, or what takes you away from breathing, acknowledge it and come back. And one of the interesting things about this exercise is you start getting a sense of what it is that takes you away from the breathing. Where does your mind go? What are the concerns and preoccupations? And you don't have to think about it or do anything about it in meditation. But it's just interesting to see that and come back. And maybe it doesn't need any more attention than that. It's enough just to come back to your breathing over and over again. So, assuming a upright posture, either literally or metaphorically, a posture in which it may be a little bit easier for you to attend to your breathing. Accompany your breathing, the body breathing. Sometimes it's a posture which is a little more open in the chest, so there's more space in the chest to breathe. Or a little bit more relaxed in the belly. So there's room in the belly to relax. Hang forward. And then lowering your gaze about 45 degrees to the floor. Not looking at anything in particular. And when you're ready, you can close your eyes. And then taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. Breathing in and breathing out. Refamiliarizing yourself with the experience of breathing. Deep, deep breath. Long exhale, here, now. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And on the exhale, relax more. On the exhale, relax the muscles of the face. Release the shoulders. And soften the belly. On the inhale, feel your body broadly, globally. And on the exhale, release your body globally, widely. Let go. Soften in your body. And then settling in to the body's experience of breathing. Maybe like an airplane coming in to land. And everything gets very still and focused and quiet. Coming into land in your breathing. Feeling the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. And letting breathing be the center of your world. But if anything takes you away from that center, take a few moments to relaxedly, clearly acknowledge it. It could be as simple as an imaginary nod in the head, or I see you, or okay. And then begin again with your breathing. No need to linger with anything that takes you away from the breathing. Just acknowledge it, register it, and begin again with your breathing, relaxing into your breathing. Whatever takes you away from your breathing, acknowledge it kindly. Acknowledge it peacefully. Even if it's a surprising new thing, receive it peacefully. They're learning the art of turning the attention to what is happening so that it's a peaceful meeting between our awareness and what's happening. In this way of meeting the world, allows for what's good in the world to show itself more clearly. And may it be that this meditation practice supports us to see what is good in the world, what is good in others. And may we value it and appreciate it. In this seeing the good in the world and appreciating it is one of the ways of living for the welfare and happiness of others. When what is good is appreciated, it has a chance to grow. It's not ignored. May this community of ours that meditates together these weekday mornings, may the benefit of our collective practice be for the welfare and happiness of the world. May it spread out from us with our ability to see and appreciate what is good in others, even when they can't see it. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings everywhere be free.